Thanks for listening to The Kick-Ass Life with David Wood. Stay connected on Facebook / The Kick-Ass Life, on Twitter at The Kick-Ass Life, and of course, at thekickasslife.com.
This is Andrea Owen, and you're listening to David Wood on The Kick-Ass Life Show.
Want to make your life better?
This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Hey, David here, and welcome to the show. Gotta be honest, it's about 7 minutes to midnight, which means that this show's gonna span 2 days, but the day it ends in is the day it's going live, which is the intention. But I wanted to have some time in the morning for a little cuddle and a little walk and some time with Jen, because we've been really busy the last few days. And so I thought, you know what? I'm gonna stay up really late right here, get this sucker done so we can go out first thing in the morning to you guys. And you know, in the United States of America, it is Thanksgiving when this goes live. So I do want to sort of touch on that and use that as a theme for today's show, even though the rest of the world is not celebrating Thanksgiving. And we do know that America is not the center of the world, even though it's an incredible country. We will look into, though, their Thanksgiving and how, what comes first. Is it gratitude? Is it happiness? Is happiness come first? Is gratitude come first? We're going to look into that and find out and hopefully give you one new strategy that will allow you to step into a greater life and squeeze the juice out of life. But before that being said, you know what? Probably time for a song, and probably a song around gratitude. What do you think?
Thank the sun. Most of all, thank someone. Thank the stars high above. One for everyone you love.
Rich and told a funny song to Jack and Eleanor. It brought Andy comics. Stay indoors. And Mrs. Rose helped Dana when she waded out too deep. If you forgot to thank someone, say thank you in your sleep. Thank the moon.
Yeah.
Thank the sun.
It's all about that. The power of saying thank you. About having gratitude for the things around you. And we're going to explore that today. And hopefully you're going to find a little strategy here that's really going to help you, I think, lead a really, really beautiful, I say a more beautiful life, because that's truly what this is all about. The kick-ass life, however you define it. I mean, everyone has a different way of defining it. But, you know, for me, it's always about that idea of truly squeezing the juice out of life and leading a truly beautiful life. And I'm going to invite a little guest on here, David Stindl-Rast. He actually had one of his videos on YouTube went viral, all around gratitude. I actually use it in one of my programs. And he did a TED Talk. And if you want one of the links to the songs or to anything I play on the show, just go to thekickasslife.com and you'll find the links there, so you can go and find these people and find out more about them, listen to the entire lecture or the speech that they're giving or the training they're giving. And sometimes I'll just pull out little nuggets that will help us really look into and delve into this. Before I do, though, I do have a dedication for the show. Albert, this is a guy that has listened to the show for a long, long time, lives down in Florida with his 5 kids, who I met today through Skype, and his beautiful wife and the kids. Man, Albert, you've done an amazing job. You can just see their beautiful light and energy that comes through, even though I didn't spend much time with them. Just a great job. And I want to sort of commend you and thank you. This is a guy who runs a really successful business and is ready for some change. And so we've linked arms together. And I really look forward to our continuing friendship. And I can't wait to get you up here and have your family come and spend time up here in British Columbia. And that's the power of this show, really, is bringing people together. And I feel very, very blessed. So, Albert, this show goes out to you, and my gratitude for stepping into just new possibilities together, and also for really being a supporter of the show. So thank you. And what a beautiful family. So this is to you, not just you, you and the family. So let's look into what David has to say about the power of gratitude. Here we go.
There's something you know about me, something very personal. And there's something I know about every one of you that's very central to your concerns. There's something that we know about everyone we meet anywhere in the world, on the street, that is the very mainspring of whatever they do and whatever they put up with. And that is that all of us want to be happy.
Hey, how cool is that? I mean, how simple is that? It's really funny, you know, because Deepak Chopra and the Dalai Lama hooked up. And I met the Dalai Lama a few years ago, and it was an amazing, amazing experience. And a couple of years ago, I met Deepak. And, you know, the whole idea of studying happiness is the formula of happiness. It's a very, very interesting thing. I've done a show on it, so you can dig it up, go into the archives at thekickasslife.com, and you know, I really sort of explore this. But that whole idea that that's sort of the quest for each one of us is to be happy. And it's fascinating when we start delving into what really creates happiness. Quite often it's not the things that we always think is, you know, it is. There's some very, very interesting other aspects to happiness that I just know as we sort of unpick this, or and maybe that's not the right word, but you know what I'm talking about. Let's go back to David and see what he's got to say.
In this, we are all together. How we imagine our happiness, that differs from one another. But it's already a lot that we have all in common, that we want to be happy. Now, my topic is gratefulness. How is the connection between happiness and gratefulness? Many people would say, well, that's very easy. When you are happy, you are grateful. But think again. Is it really the happy people that are grateful? We all know quite a number of people who have everything that it would take to be happy, and they are not happy because they want something else, so they want more of the same. And we all know people who have lots of misfortune. Misfortune that we ourselves would not want to have. And they are deeply happy. They radiate happiness. We are surprised. Why? Because they are grateful.
Yeah, it's interesting. I wanted to share a story, and I've shared this on one of my shows before, but a lot of new listeners listening in all the time. So, you know, we did a trip. I was asked to mentor a young guy, and this guy has become like my younger brother. And so I took him into the third world. He lived a privileged life, and we went down into Panama and Costa Rica. And on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we spent time with some very, very, very unfortunate families as far as what we were concerned. I mean, these people were really living in extreme poverty. And something had happened. We were looking for families that were really in trouble. And this one family, the main breadwinner had hurt himself. And he had five kids living in this little tiny shack. And they were squatting in this little rundown shack. And it was just... it was so fascinating because I've spent a lot of time in the third world, but my friend Eric hadn't. And when we visited this house, when he talks about radiating happiness, I mean, this family, I mean, this is Christmas Eve, and they had one half a bowl of rice and a half a loaf of bread for the entire family. That's the only food they had in the house. And they were radiating happiness. And I remember at one point looking over, and she had her hands on either side of his face. And this is a guy that, whose family are very, very fortunate financially. And when we went out, we sort of left the place, and I looked at him and I said, "So how are you feeling?" And I actually tape recorded it with a videotape. And he said, "You know, I can't believe it. We have so much and we're so empty. And these people have so little. yet they're so full. And he was so, so moved. And I believe I'll never forget that moment. And so this idea of, radiating happiness and joy and gratefulness in extreme circumstances, we see it everywhere. And there are some cultures that really have nothing. And we just got, recently we were in Tanzania, and just to sort of be in some really remote villages where there really is nothing but extreme presence, people who are really in the moment, living in that moment. And we saw the same in Thailand when we were just there. So, I want to carry on with Dave, but I really want you to start thinking about your own situation and how often gratefulness and real happiness sort of plays a role in your everyday and every waking moment, even in the situations that aren't always the situations you would prefer to have. So let's go back to Dave and explore this even more.
So it is not happiness that makes us grateful. It's gratefulness that makes us happy. If you think it's happiness that makes you grateful, think again. It's gratefulness that makes you happy. Now, we can ask, what really do we mean by gratefulness? And how does it work? I appeal to your own experience. We all know from experience how it goes. We experience something that's valuable to us. Something's given to us that's valuable to us. And it's really given. These two things have to come together. It has to be something valuable, and it's a real gift. You haven't bought it, you haven't earned it, you haven't traded it in, you haven't worked for it, it's just given to you. And when these two things come together, something that's really valuable to me, and I realize it's freely given, then gratefulness spontaneously rises in my heart. Happiness spontaneously rises in my heart. That's how gratefulness happens. Now, the key to all this is that we cannot only experience this once in a while. We cannot only have grateful experiences. We can be people who live gratefully. Grateful living, that is the thing.
I really love that idea, and it's something that, again, we can explore more. But the idea of grateful living, I just want you to sort of resonate with that. And again, the harder thing quite often is to be truly grateful in situations that are not the most pleasant, truly grateful in situations that we wish were different. But the people I've seen and witnessed around the world that are truly happy are happy in those situations, which I find really, really fascinating. Yeah. With that being said, I think it's time for another song. And I think that what I'm going to do, I'm going to move around a little bit right now. And so I want to sort of explore a little bit of gratefulness range. Here we were a second ago, a little country. Now let's go back away, shall we? Let's go and have a look at little Bing Crosby.
Found in your embrace, I'm thankful though I know it's ending all too soon. And thanks for unforgettable nights.
Gratitude there from Mr. Bing. That's something like nothing like a little Bing Crosby. I don't care how old you are. Well, so my sons will say, turn that stuff off. All right, let's go back to Dave. And then we're going to show you, and he's going to teach you something in a minute on really how to practice this, the practice of gratitude. This will be awesome. Here we go.
And how can we live gratefully? By experiencing, by becoming aware that every moment is a given moment, as we say. It's a gift. You haven't earned it. You haven't brought it about in any way. You have you have no way of assuring that there will be another moment given to you. And yet, that's the most valuable thing that can ever be given to us. This moment with all the opportunity that it contains. If we didn't have this present moment, we wouldn't have any opportunity to do anything or experience anything. And this moment is a gift. It's a given moment, as we say.
Mm. Can you really let that one run in? This moment is a given moment. This moment is actually a gift. And again, as we give thanks and as we sort of help celebrate the American Thanksgiving, we understand it's not around the world, but we can leverage. We can, as a sort of an extended community, join arms together and really, really give thanks in a very, very special way. And to sort of bring gratitude into our life. And again, it's something we practice, and you've heard this many times on the show. After every meal we practice, everyone at the table shares two things we're grateful for. One thing we were good at today, one thing we're looking forward to. And my friend Arlene and Warren, they shared that with me many, many years ago, and we still use that. Often, and I won't say every single day, but often the first thing that comes out of our mouth in the morning is, hey, honey, what you're grateful for? And it just sort of allows us as we focus, because there's a wonderful saying, what I focus on expands. And it allows us as we ask that question, what am I grateful for right now? So with that being said, we are going to explore a few different songs. So I'm going to pop in another one here and we'll come back to David and explore how to do this.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Still I would forgive you if you'd let me. I'd be glad if we could try again. But it seems that you're just out to get me. And it looks as if you're just about to win. No matter what you do,
a little bit of range. What do you think?
Thanks a lot.
You know, that was Johnny Cash. Don't forget, if you want to get the songs and the TED Talks and everything else that we talk about, quotes, you'll find them, and you'll find them on the kickasslife.com. And I really hope that you take advantage of that. Because again, these things, when you hear them the first time, it's not always easy to sort of implement what you hear, right? It's sometimes you have to hear it five or six times. And I hear that from people who are avid listeners, you know, how sometimes it took a year. And with that sort of year of listening, suddenly something they've heard 5, 10, 15 times, suddenly they start to practice. And in the practice, it's actually bringing to life the practice of gratitude that suddenly they start to feel and sense and see and experience things very, very differently from what they have before. And I find that to be really, really, really what's gratifying so much of where true understanding lies is in the practice. And you can hear I'm kind of waffling a little bit here. I'm trying to cue up a little something as I'm sitting here right now. And so I want to go back to David as he explores the how to. All right. So again, you have to excuse me. I realize that this print on this TED Talk file is very, very tiny and it's very late. So let's try this. All right, so I think I got it right there. Oh, beady beep beep. Yeah, I think I got it. Yeah, I think we're pretty close. Oh, it's around there somewhere. We'll just have to listen. You know what? We'll listen in. It's going to get there right now. A little bit of the how-to.
Always get another opportunity. That's the wonderful richness of life. So how can we find a method that will harness this? How can each one of us find a method for living gratefully, not just once in a while being grateful, but moment by moment to be grateful? How can we do it? It's a very simple method. It's so simple, that it's actually what we were told as children when we learned to cross the street. Stop, look, go. That's all. But how often do we stop? We rush through life. We don't stop. We miss the opportunity because we don't stop. We have to stop, we have to get quiet, and we have to build stop signs into our lives.
I love that. Don't you love that? To build a stop sign into your life. And, you know, it's something that Jen and I talked about today, and that's why I'm doing the show right now, is that we know that we need a stop sign because the last couple of days have been crazy busy. My calendar's been chock-a-block, and I haven't had a lot of time, and Jen and I haven't spent any time together. And so it's like, you know, and by the time we see each other, it's late at night because I got the kids and, you know, running the kids. I mean, you know, they had, what do they have tonight? Music. Calvin had parkour. Ben had guitar. And tomorrow they got taekwondo. And Calvin's got drums. And then they've got, you know, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. The volleyball and basketball. And so that's just in the evening once they get home. And then during the day, obviously the work. So building the stop signs into our life, I love the analogy. I love the idea of it. And it's something that's so easy for each of us to stop right now and say, whoa, how do I do that? How do I build a stop sign into my life so that I can start to focus on these things that will bring us the ultimate happiness? Let's go back and find out step two.
When I was in Africa some years ago and then came back, I noticed water. In Africa, where I was, I didn't have drinkable water. Every time I turned on the faucet, I was overwhelmed. Every time I clicked on the light, I was so grateful. It made me so happy. But after a while, this wears off. So I put little stickers on the light switch and on the water faucet, and every time I turned on, water. So we leave it up to your own imagination. You can find whatever works best for you, but you need stop signs in your life. And when you stop, then the next thing is to look. You look, you open your eyes, you open your ears, you open your nose, you open all your senses for this wonderful richness that is given to us. If there's no end to it, that is what life is all about, to enjoy what is given to us. But then we can also open our hearts for the opportunities also to help others, to make others happy, because nothing makes us more happy than when all of us are happy.
I really think that's worth understanding. And again, from my work, for those of you that have seen the work I do or been to any events with me, you'll know that, you know, I've trained a lot of people, hundreds of thousands of people. And the truth is, contribution and purpose will, at the very, very heart, if you get past the minutiae of, you know, needing money to pay bills and struggling through and putting kids through school and all the other things, paying your mortgage, paying your car payment, the stuff that people get caught up in, if you could push that aside, and I often ask the magic wand question, if I gave you a magic wand of money, a time, or of no consequence, what would you be doing with your life right now? I have to tell you, when I dig around in there, it's always, even if you start off with, and people can say, oh, I want to go here, I want to buy this, fine. Beyond that, as they keep talking, it'll come down to contribution into the very seed in our heart of contribution, of really coming from a life of service and doing things for other people, serving humanity in a very, it can be a tiny way. It can be a massive way, but it can be a tiny way. And so, again, I really love, as we sort of looking at giving thanks today, I really want us to sort of start taking some of these small actions. And so let's get back to Dave.
And when we open our hearts to the opportunities invite us to do something. And that is the third. Stop, look, and then go and really do something. And what we can do is whatever life offers to you in that present moment, mostly it's the opportunity, enjoy.
You know, this is something, look, I mean, we talked about contribution there a second ago, but the idea just to enjoy it. And I you know, he talks about Africa, and it's funny because, you know, we climbed Kilimanjaro in February, and, you know, we didn't have any running water, of course. And it reminded me very much when you're living without, and it wasn't a huge amount of time. You know, we were away for a week on the mountain and hiking and, you know, and no running water, that kind of stuff. And, you know, we get pretty softened in the Western world. But I remember that exact feeling when we got back to the hotel and I had that first shower. And I remember turning it on and watching the water. And it was as if the water slowed down for a moment. And there was this deep well of, oh, my goodness, what life do I lead, where I can just turn that tap on and stand under there for, you know, however long I want, you know. And it's interesting because, you know, I own an island, and, you know, on the island, water is very, very scarce, you know, and you can have I often have a 30 second, 40 second shower, and then I'll lather up and turn it on again, you know, and there's only so much water in the cisterns. So, you know, we really have to conserve water and treat it like gold. So that's another practice there. And so, you know, I truly think, again, this idea that we really can start to make every moment joyful just by that point of focus and that awareness on how lucky we are, truly how lucky we are, and the fact that we can help others to live a great life. So I want to play one last song. Here we go. And a little bit more range in this one. Somebody for the time they gave to you. So honey, thanks for making me crazy. Thanks for putting the light in my eye. Yeah, baby, thanks for a heart that's lazy. I may do one more song. I just remembered I had a little Bob Hope there, again, going back to the old times. But let's let Dave wrap this up a little bit, put a little bow on this for us. I should probably turn the music off first. What do you think? I tell you know, sometimes it's hard. It's like chewing gum and walking. You know, I've got to sort of fiddle all these buttons. Someone was here the other day, someone who's been listening to the show, and he came up from Utah. JJ was just here in my house, and he's in the studio, and he says, I thought there was like a whole crew of you behind you doing this. I said, no, it's just me. So I'll fiddle for, and people know now, they can hear my mind wandering as I'm trying to, you know, cue up a song, and then I'm sort of doing the fade over here with my fingers, and I'm trying to stay on track, and, you know, I start to babble. Yep, I'm a babbler. Yeah, but you're still coming along, almost 300 shows, so we appreciate it. Let's go back to Dave and have a little listening.
Sometimes it's something more difficult, but whatever it is, if we take this opportunity, go with it. We are creative. Those are the creative people. And that little stop, look, go is such a potent seed that it can revolutionize our world. Because we are at the present moment in the middle of a change of consciousness. And you will be surprised if you... I'm always surprised when I hear how many times this word gratefulness and gratitude comes up. Everywhere you find it, a grateful airline, a restaurant gratefulness, a cafe gratefulness, a wine that is gratefulness. Yes, I've even come across a toilet paper that's brand is called Thank You. There's a wave of gratefulness because people are becoming aware how important this is and how this can change our world.
Yeah, and that's it, you know, and it's really up to us, you know, how we want to change our world. I always say, you know, we have to, Gandhi was wonderful, right? Be the change you want to see in the world. And, but the other part of that truth is that we see the world as we are. And so when we are grateful and we start to have gratitude for all the small things in every moment, we notice the beauty more. We see it's like the shades of our eyes have lifted. It's like the tapestry of the world becomes, it's like seeing the matrix, all the beautiful things in the matrix that's invisible to most people. When we immerse ourselves in gratitude every day, and especially in the crappy parts, it's when the poop's hitting the fan, that's when we need to dig deep and find gratitude. It's in those moments of hecticness, in the moments where things go completely wrong, that we can stop and really take a breath and really, really be grateful in those moments. And I love the idea. Don't forget these stop signs. You know, you can put color stickers on the light switch every time you turn the lights on. With that being said, I do want to play a little Bob Hope, because I love this guy. And, he was maybe one generation before me, but I certainly, he was on TV a lot when I was a little kid. So the wonderful Bob Hope.
How lovely it was. We who could laugh over big things were parted by only a slight thing.
I wonder if we did the right thing. Oh, well, that's life, I guess.
I love your dress.
Do you?
It's pretty.
Thanks for the memory of faults that you forgave, rainbows on a wave,
and stockings in the basin when a fellow needs a shave. Thank you so much.
It sounds like a generation or two ago, doesn't it? The stockings. Well, hopefully you've got something beautiful out of this. Don't forget, you can go to thekickasslife.com. And I do want to mention, I have invited some of you to sort of link arms with me. If you really want to step into a vehicle then create wealth, and I've had a number. We said we work with 10. We do have a couple of spots still, because this isn't for everyone. And I'm really looking to work with some people that are ready to change and are open to really understanding the journey and how beautiful the journey can be to create true wealth and to impact a lot of lives. It's not for everyone, and we've turned a few people away. And sadly, the opportunity only exists in about 11 countries. We're in 180 countries. But whether you're in Singapore or Hong Kong or Taiwan, Australia, New Zealand, Puerto Rico or Mexico or Canada, the U.S., soon to be China, those countries, if you're in those countries and you're open to really discovering something and working with us directly, Jen and I, we'd really love to sort of allow more people to step into the creation of a great life. And again, one of the foundational pieces for us is living a grateful life. So as to give thanks, and as the Americans here are celebrating their Thanksgiving, I do want to send my love out to all of our friends around the world. Remind everyone that this show was dedicated to one of our loyal listeners that has linked arms with us, Albert. I am so excited for you, the journey ahead, and I just know it's going to be a really beautiful journey, and every dream that you've dreamed and everything you want to create in your life is just waiting for you. We feel very blessed to have you in our life, so thank you for that. And with that being said, we will definitely see you on the other side.
That was kick ass.